My brain is my index for my choice. My brain is my index for my choice. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. My brain is my index for my choice. We think that we have a mind, and we do. It's the universal mind, the mind of all intelligence, the mind of all wisdom, the mind that operates the universe, the mind that is everything. We call that mind God, one mind. We call that mind the knowledge of the universe, the Wikipedia of the universe. We could call that one mind the source of all knowledge itself, not only the source, but all knowledge itself. That mind is wisdom. That mind is intelligence. But our brain is the indexer of how we go about making selections from that mind. Now, how do we go about making selections from the mind? We are living in our bodies, and we are living in our universe. We're living in our world. We're living in a state of flux, a state of activity, a state of constant change. It's an illusion. And in the mind, all knowledge is. The mind is like the stem cell, an undifferentiated activity. It is there with everything in it, every possibility in it, and someone, somehow, something must determine what that mind is going to do with all that information, with all that knowledge, with all that possibility. Well, our brain is that something. Our brain determines what we do. It indexes all the things that are in our mind so that we can make a choice. Now, of the billions of people on the earth, all these people are not artists. All these people are not writers. All these people are not fathers or mothers. All these people are not children or adults. We all select, we choose to be certain things at certain times. We choose to be children at certain times. We choose to be adults at certain times. We choose to be fathers if we are male, and we choose to be mothers if we are female, or not. We choose to be talented, to use a portion of the universal knowledge at our choice. There was a young man, he was an autistic young man, and he sat down at the piano at the age of 2 or 3, and he heard music on the radio, and he started to play that same music. Note perfect. And then his mother showed him other music, let him listen to recordings, and he played that. Note perfect. And you wonder, how could this young man do that? He was limited in certain ways, but when it came to hearing the music and knowing what notes he had to press to bring out that same music and to bring out the nuances of the music, to bring out the feeling, the emotion, the pitch, the drive, the drama of it. Imagine that. Really quite something. Many students go to piano school and learn how to play the piano, and it takes them years and years and years before they accomplish much of anything at all. And many students end up just a mechanical student. They can play the piano, and they can play certain tunes and things. But to have the piano sound like they have their heart in there, that's another thing. And this young autistic man was able to do that, the child, from childhood on through his adulthood. We don't hear all of the things that they do always necessarily, but they do wonderful things. Now, where does it come from? The fact that he does it is amazing, but the fact that he does it means also that somewhere that information, that knowledge, that music, all of its perfection exists somewhere. Where does it exist? How did he take out of the infinity the ability to play music? Does he have perhaps other abilities that he can shine forth to? Other abilities that his parents had not accosted him with? If his parents had brought, for instance, clay into his world, would he take that clay and make it into some beautiful sculpture? Would he take paintbrushes and paint something? Would he take a typewriter and write a story? Would he write a story without even knowing how to type, without even knowing grammar, without even knowing anything at all? Would he be able to do something like that? Well, that's a good test, isn't it? And all the test tells us, when it's done, is that we have within us, each one, that ability. Now, the inhibition that keeps most of us from being a great pianist, the inhibition that keeps us from accomplishing the various choices that we make for ourselves in our life and do that beautifully and wonderfully, it lay within us. It lies within us. It stands within us. It is within each one of us. And it is something that we can change, we can be uninhibited, and we can let go and let the divine in us, let the magic in us, let the wisdom in us shine forth by making a choice. And some people do that. They study piano, become a pianist. They study other musical instruments to become a musician. They study writing, or they just write, but they study writing. They learn the syntax of language. They become literate. They become capable in multiple languages. They speak more than one, two, three, sometimes eight languages, sometimes even more. They say that to learn languages is much easier when you are a child than when you are an adult, because a child just listens and does it. And a child learns these languages because he learns them as a matter of sharing something, not as a matter that this is French, this is German, and this is Italian. He learns it as a way of sharing, as a way of communicating. And as he does this, it becomes very simple for him, and he does it very simply, very beautifully, very wonderfully, and it's a lot of fun for him. And for us, it ceases to be fun because we have not really let go and let the divine in us be revealed. Now, we can do this. We can do this very easy by making that choice. And our brain makes the choice. Our brain decides that we're going to be meditative. Our brain decides that we're going to be communicative. Our brain decides that we're going to be a musician or an artist. Our brain decides that this is what we want to do. It doesn't say we want to be a musician or an artist. It just says we want music. We want the ability to express ourselves with pen or clay or chisel or paintbrush or whatever we want to do. We want the ability to express ourselves. And so we take the tools and express ourselves. Of little children, they oftentimes say, if little children have all this knowledge in them, why is it that they don't express it? Well, the answer is, the little children have not yet developed the tools by which they can express it. If a child did not have a piano to sit down at and play, he would not demonstrate that he could play the piano. If a child did not have the ability to, the ability to write, have the tool of writing and the tool of syntax and grammar, if he didn't have those things, he would not necessarily be able to do it. But then again, he would, because how did the musician, the boy, who played every piece of music that he heard, it instantly went into his brain and instantly came out as the note where it should be on the piano. What a magical thing, and how magical each one of us are. And what are we going to say to ourselves now? Are we going to say to ourselves, I choose to go to the index file in my brain and be what? What do you want to be? Do you want to be a musician? Do you want to be a speaker? Do you want to be a writer? Do you want to be a parent? What would you like to be? Now, if you go to your heart, and that is with your unconditionally loving nature, and you go into your brain and you choose to be whatever you want to be, your brain will naturally unfold that. Like the stem cell, a stem cell has within it the capacity, being undifferentiated, the capacity to be anything that we choose it to be. The stem cell can be anything that we choose it to be, and it is that very simply, very beautifully, very wonderfully, and now. Once the decision is made, that is what it is. And it is an ideal nose. It is the ideal eye, ideal ear, ideal function of our body. It is the ideal thought. Now, truly, our stem cells are in our brain also. And our stem cells either are told that they are all knowledge, and hence reveal all knowledge, or our stem cells are told by our parents, by ourselves, and by our environment that we are limited, that we are stupid, that we don't know things. And then the ability to know is not fertilized, it is not nurtured, it is not brought forth. It is, in fact, just left to be nothing. Oh, it's there. It never is not there. It is always there. It is just that we have chosen to be inhibited. We have chosen not to take it. We have chosen to think that it is an area we are not interested in. Truly, the geniuses of this world are the people who are interested in everything. They are interested in all sorts of things. They just love the whatever they put their mind to, their heart to, they are good at it. Now, you too, you're good at anything you put your mind and your heart to. I too am good at anything I put my mind and heart to. But do I want to put my mind and heart to my genius, or do I want to put my mind and heart to the thought that all is good, all is fine, all is wonderful? Where do I want to put my heart and my mind? Where? What is of interest to me? Well, this is something that each one of us has to make our own decision. We have to go through our own index cards and choose what area, what particular items we are going to be interested in. We can be the genius and interested in everything. We can be the master and interested and knowledgeable in everything. We can be the allness. We can be the absolute right now, but we're living in a world where the absolute doesn't fit. We're living in a world where, even as we are absolute, the world does not understand us as absolute. They only understand us as individualizations of things. They only understand us wherever we may be understood. So, if we want to, we can be it for ourselves. We can dwell within our own inner being, in our brain, and say, okay, I know everything, and then know everything. But in the same light, we don't go out and tell everybody that we know everything, because as we tell people that we know everything, soon they become very disenchanted with us because they have not followed that same path. They have followed the path of inhibitions. They have inhibited themselves from being the genius that they are. They've inhibited themselves from being. That's what the world has done, basically. It has inhibited itself from being all that it is. And we are going to make a giant leap today and uninhibit ourselves and be as great as we have within us, and as we can have. But it takes a big step. It takes a big thought and a statement to us that says, hey, why not? Why not? Let's be what I am and be it now and have fun being it. It's a good possibility, isn't it? Are you ready for that? You've been doing it all your life. We all have. Now let's take credit for it and be uninhibited and just flow with it and take the index of our mind and flash through those cards and say, yes, 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 yes. How wonderful it is. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.